Blog Talk Radio.
Ooh, ooh, you put this love in my heart. You put this love in my heart. You put this love in my heart. Ooh, ooh, you put this love in my heart. You put this love in my heart. You put this love in my heart.
I find it hard to believe someone like you came to me.
You put this love in my heart.
You put this.
You put this love in my heart.
You put this love in my heart, oh yeah. I wanna know where bad feelings go. When I'm depressed and I get down so low.
And then I say to you, come into me.
And it's alright.
Hey, it's alright.
I wanna tell you right now, I'm not afraid to say how.
You put this love in my heart.
But you always find me out.
You put this love in my heart.
You put this love in my heart, oh yeah. Cause when I see all that you've done for me, it's hard to doubt, I just have to believe. Cause you follow up,
proving all of your love, yeah.
Well, I know the loneliness I had before.
Well, we're welcoming our Tuesday crowd with musical psychic Pamela Cummins. She's our love and relationship specialist. So I feel like the song is really different. We're going to have some fun this Tuesday. And just make sure you guys, for all of you listening in, and even in archives, make sure you go to www.psychicsgonewild.com. Make sure you get entered in the free gift basket giveaway. It happens every Friday, and it's for anybody that goes to the site. You click on the contact page, enter information. You just put a little blurb in the message box and just tell Psychic Jethro, hey, I would like to be entered in the free gift basket giveaway for this week, and he will put your name in. And then when they do the drawing on Friday nights, he announces the winner. On the Friday night show, its airtime starts at 8 p.m. Eastern time. And it only goes for an hour, so during that hour, some lucky winner every week gets the free gift basket giveaway. And it just depends on, you know, depends on the week. You never know what's going to be in there. We've had, you know, some of our people on the show donating, doing their time for free readings. We've got authors that have donated their books. We've got people with their musical CDs, you know, donating those. People making energetic jewelry. Some of that healthy coffee stuff, you know, tea or hot chocolate. So you never know what's going to be in the basket, but there's something free every week that we're doing as a little giveaway thing. So just make sure you enter, and you could be our weekly winner. So there you go. All righty. Well, Pamela, How are you doing today? And I'm going to have you give everybody your contact information, even though Pamela is also found at psycheskunwell.com. She has a page all of her own, but we're going to let her tell how to get a hold of you guys.
Okay, great.
Here you go.
And I'm doing great. It's been cloudy and a little chilly, not too chilly, in North Carolina for 4 days in a row, so I'm looking forward to seeing the sun at some point. but you can...
Here comes the sun.
Yeah. You can get me at www.PamelaCummins.com. You can even Google my name, Pamela Cummins, and I come up. My business is Successful Relationships. If you are on Twitter, my Twitter handle is @RevPamela. I'm on Facebook, Pamela Cummins. Also, you can just Google that or put it into Facebook. I am on Pinterest, and it's Rev Pamela C. I also have, and I invite you, if you are on Pinterest, I have a community board. It's called Couples in Love, and if you just join that, you know, follow that, I will add you in. And I also have a blog, Pamela's Psychic Insights at WordPress.com. If you have trouble locating that, just go onto my website. And right now I am doing a dream series. I think I'm on, I'm doing 7, and I think I have 3 blogs out already. And I'm offering, with each blog, I'm offering a discount on dream interpretation. So you're welcome to look at that too. So there's a bunch of ways you can find me. I'm all over the internet. You know?
All over that.
Yes.
When you can Google your name and people can find you, you're right. You are all over the internet.
Exactly. You know,
awesome.
It's funny because my boyfriend said to me when he met me, he's like, "Boy, I didn't realize I was meeting celebrity," because he's a computer nerd. And I said, and I laughed, and I said, "It's actually good marketing." So
there you go. And speaking of good marketing, Pamela is also doing an hour with us over on. It's PLC, the Psychic Learning Channel, and she's going to be there also tonight, and she's doing topics there on Tuesday nights, 8 p.m. Eastern time, so feel free to come on over there and join us at that place. And our phone number over there in the evening is 714-333-3354, lots of threes in there. So
right.
We'll announce that again and whatever. So, yeah, she's
right.
Got some words of wisdom for us.
Yeah, and Kelly's going to be on again tonight holding my hand, because this is the second time I'm going to be on.
That's
hey,
okay.
You know, it's a little, I'm used to being a guest, not the host, so
not
I'm adapting.
The studio.
Exactly, it's a totally different thing. And tonight's topic is going to be about fear in relationships, how it affects it, and basically how to go through the fear, too, in relationships, because it is kind of a normal feeling. So
right.
It should,
how to feel, how to feel the fear and do it anyway.
Exactly.
Cool. Awesome. That sounds really good. I like that. All righty. Well, we have a queue line waiting for you here. It's like we got 4 people. I'm thinking some of these numbers were the people that I told to call in from yesterday, because we had some folks call into yesterday's shows, and I went, you know, it's like that's not my area of expertise, you know, because they're kind of looking for some messages and some stuff. So I'm like going, guess what? Call back our gal today, because she's awesome. She's incredible. So they did.
Thank
they
you.
Called back, and they're waiting to see you.
So, okay.
All righty. Here we go. Our first caller is our Skype caller. So you're all ones, and I know I talked to you. I'm pretty sure I talked to you yesterday. Hello. You're welcome to Psyche's Gone Well.
Hi. How are you?
Pretty good.
Good, good. And who's calling, please?
My name is Doreen.
Doreen, did I hear that
yes.
correctly? Okay, and
yes.
How can I?
Excuse my voice. I have a cold, so.
That's okay. There's lawn maintenance outside, so it's a little loud outside too. So, and what is your question, Doreen?
My question is, what do you see as far as relationships?
You know, I heard it before. I'm hearing it again. I'm hearing the song, "You Are the Sunshine of My Life," okay? And I'm hearing, "You are my sunshine, my only sunshine." And I feel that there was a love that you kind of lost. Do you understand that? And
a love that I kind of lost. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Someone, it feels like that you're comparing other relationships to. I hope that makes sense. And I hope I'm reading this correctly, okay?
Actually, I'm not. That part
okay.
is maybe not me. Maybe somebody else.
Okay.
You know?
All right. Then again, let me just see. I'm hearing there is love in your life, and I feel it erupting in a volcano, and that feels good because that means it's going to, all right, this is exactly what I'm seeing. Let me not interpret it. I'm seeing a volcano. It feels like love, okay? It's erupting.
Okay.
It's erupting, and, you know, as the lava pours out, it doesn't go all over the place and kill people. What it does, it comes out and it turns into a shape of a man, okay? That's what I'm saying. Oh, yeah, and it's pretty cool because, this is so funny. I just heard Donna Summer sing Hot, Hot Stuff. I don't know. It's an old song.
That's funny.
Oh, yeah, and Birdie Bird loves Donna Summers. But anyhow, that's how I'm seeing it. So I do feel, you know, I do feel like there is good love coming into your life. You're single right now?
Actually, I am, yes. Yeah.
Okay, because and I'm not sure if, again, that love that, you know, it might be something that you compare to what love should be. I'm not sure, okay?
Probably
again,
more compared to what it should be. I don't
Yeah, because, again, I'm hearing the song, You Are My Sunshine, You Are My Sunshine, okay? And it feels like it is, you know, it is coming. Okay, I'm feeling, and timing, you know, and this is for everybody else, timing is a little difficult to pinpoint, but I heard Summertime and now, by Janis Joplin, and now I'm hearing Hot Fun in the Summertime. So it feels like by then the love will be in, okay?
Love would be in. Great.
Right.
Awesome.
Yeah, and I'm hearing to go out, and for some reason I'm hearing like kind of, I want to say jazz concerts. Okay? I'm seeing, like, brass instruments and stuff, and then I heard, you know the way the bass sounds in jazz? You know, I can't sing it, but that's what I'm hearing.
I can't sing either, but that's okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing. So you might want to think about, you know, looking to maybe some jazz stuff. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, as
okay,
long
cool.
as... Yeah, yeah, but... Again, I'm hearing hot stuff, you know. It's funny because I keep on getting all this sun and the hot. I'm wondering if he's a fire sign, okay?
You know what? And that would be awesome because I am a fire sign.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
So that would be awesome.
Yeah.
But maybe, I don't know, maybe because I have a birthday coming up, so maybe that's what you're picking up on. So
I don't know, but I am hearing Michael Jackson sing, You Are Not Alone. There's a part of you that feels like you're not alone. And obviously your angels, your guides are around you, but this feels like in human form, okay? And again, it is coming in, okay? Have the faith and... Go out, and again, if you know, I don't know if you really hate jazz, check out some other things. But
no,
I
love jazz.
I am hearing a jazzy sound. Okay, and I don't know a lot about jazz, but you know, I know what it sounds like.
Right. Awesome.
Okay.
Well, thank you. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
You too, and thank you for calling.
Thank you. Bye.
Wow, that was cool.
Yeah, that was
volcano. I was going, wow, I didn't get past the volcano. I was like, holy moly, that's really cool.
You know, it's funny because I forgot I just said that about the volcano. That was pretty wild. I wish people could see inside my head sometimes because the images I get are outrageous.
You know, and we would love to hear some more of those images. It's like, sometimes that's really cool. People, I mean, it makes sense to the person you're saying it to. Oh, yeah, I know what that's about. Yeah, Kilauea is about to erupt now.
yeah.
All righty. Our next person here is area code 802. And let's see if it'll... There we go, 802. You are on live with us.
Oh, yes. Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
It's always a little weird. You don't think the other people can hear. Thank you for taking this.
Oh, and your name is, please?
My name is Ellen.
Ellen, okay.
Yeah. And I went on a coffee date last night. Haven't been out in 6 years or something on a date. Just haven't been there. And he's very sweet. He's very sweet. And I just want to see, my feeling is it's not long term, but I just want to see what you feel around him.
Okay. First of all, they're saying the past is gone, okay, because I just feel like there was a good reason why you haven't, you know, been out in a while, That's what I'm picking up. As far as him, it's really weird. I'm seeing somebody take their foot and stick one toe in the water. Okay.
Is that me or him?
That's you.
Oh.
That's definitely you. You're starting to get your feet wet, okay?
Oh.
It's really, okay, for... First of all, I saw like somebody going through a jungle and taking, you know, one of those jungle knives, I guess you could call, and going through the bush, you know, to get a path. And that feels like you. And then I don't know if you remember the cartoon George of the Jungle.
Yeah, of course.
Watch out, bang. Okay. So what that means to me is you are forging ahead in the dating scene. Okay. There's some clearing to do. You know. Obviously, I don't feel like you, because George never got hit when he banged into the tree, so I don't feel like any hurt, deep hurts, but I do feel like there are going to be, you know, some uncomfortability might be a good way, but you get back up on your feet, okay? And I'm also hearing this song, I don't even know who sings it, but Don't Fall in Love with a Stranger, okay?
Oh.
All right, and what that means to me is, you know, and we women do it, but I know men do it too. When you've been alone for a long time, it's easy to fall in love with a stranger. Because, you know, that feeling, that connection, companionship, you know, we all crave that. That's a normal human thing. And sometimes we jump too quickly. And, you know, that's what I'm getting. Don't jump too quickly. Take your time. And that's reinforced by a song, you know, Baby, We Can Do It, Take Your Time, okay? So go slowly into relationships, clear out. I'm seeing you reach into a box of chocolate, take a bite and throw the chocolate away, like, ew, I don't like that. So, you know, be picky, okay? I feel like there are going to be some choices coming up. And then I'm seeing you focus, and then I'm seeing like one of those dart boards, you know, with the circles, and you're focused, and in the middle is the center, and I'm getting you will hit the mark, but you have to go through some, again, they're saying George of the jungle.
Right.
And for all I know, the guy's name could be George. I don't know why.
It isn't.
Okay. No, I'm not saying this guy. I'm saying in the future.
Oh, okay.
You know, I don't know why, or maybe he likes the jungle. I don't know.
But okay.
That's coming up, okay? So, no, you're right. He's not in it. But they're also saying something that they say for the lottery. I know in New Jersey, New York, they say you got to be in it to win it, okay? So don't stop dating.
Oh, that's interesting to say. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
And
so.
when you are doing these, and because this is your musical psychic, you know, and this is the way you present, I want to ask, well, this is the way you present. You don't go any further, like if I said, what do you pick up about him? Because he is a stranger. Well, more or less.
I'm just, what I'm picking about him is he's nice. He's nice to get your feet wet, but I don't feel like he's the one, quite honestly.
Right, neither do I.
I feel like there's other people, you know, who you need to go through.
Yeah.
Okay. And it doesn't feel like tomorrow, and quite honestly, I'm not getting a timer. Timing. I'm just getting, again, their warning, don't fall in love with a stranger.
Right.
Okay.
Take your
time.
Yes. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you for calling.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Call back and let's know how it goes.
Oh, okay. I will.
We'd like to hear the follow-up stories about
okay.
Call
Great.
Back in.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
All righty. Awesome, Blossom. And welcome to our chat room. Thank you, everybody, who's come in today with us. There's Danae Bowerman and Dan and Matt, and we have a guest. So it's like, thank you guys for hanging in there with us. Appreciate it. All righty. And our next person here is Erie Code 617. 617, you are live.
Hello.
Hello. She's ready. And your name is, please?
I'm Catherine.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
It's Catherine. I talked to you before last week.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And how can I help you, Catherine?
I was talking about my relationship with the guy with the guy I'm having a relationship now. Do you see us going long term, and do you see us getting married, have another child together?
Okay. What I'm seeing, and I'm not really sure what this means, but I'm seeing somebody bouncing a basketball against the wall, and it's kind of close. Okay. And what that means to me is like ups and downs, ups and downs, ups and downs, okay? And the other thing I'm getting is you're kind of close to the situation that you don't see it clearly, so you need to step back, okay? As far as the other child, I'm getting that, you know, basically that is free will, that is your choice, okay? All right. I'm hearing the song Going Around in Circles, okay? So it feels like you're going around in circles whether or not you want to be with him, okay? There's a part of you that says, yes, definitely, but there's a part of you that really doubts it, okay?
Yeah, because I think he's cheating on me right now. There's
okay.
another woman, like his okay. wife
and,
or something.
Right, and I'm getting you need to look into that doubt. And again, I don't know how else to say it again. There, it's funny. I'm hearing step away, okay? Step away from the object is how I'm hearing it, and what that means to me is take a little time away from him, whether that's a couple of days, a week, and really observe this, okay? I don't feel that he's giving you the satisfaction that you really want in this relationship,
right, right.
Okay? And that's important, you know, before you say, I do, okay? There's
mm-hmm.
a reason. There's a reason for this hesitancy.
It's
okay.
His sisters, they don't want it together either. I'm like, this is crazy.
Yeah, yeah. So, again, I'm just getting, you know, step back is what I'm getting. Step back. Make sure this is what you want, you know.
But it is what I want, though. That's why I'm, it is what I want, though. It really is.
The relationship.
Yeah.
But I'm also feeling a lot of doubt there, okay? And the doubt is coming up for a reason. I don't feel like it's little... you know, insecurity, you know, I'll never have my freedom. The doubting I'm getting is whether or not this is the right one for you, if this relationship is going to work out, is he going to be faithful to me? Is he the one? Those are all the doubts that you're having, and those are important for you to look at, okay? So,
That's why I've been trying to figure out, that's why I called and asked you, do you see him cheating on me with some, be with another woman, or just out there working and coming back home to me.
Okay, what I'm getting with him is I am getting that he does flirt. Okay, he does think about it. Okay, he does get tempted. I don't feel that he has acted on it. Okay. And all right. And when those, you know, I'm getting step back, look at it. You know, take a time out, and then I feel like you really need some honest communication. And I'm also getting that you don't really trust him.
I don't really what?
Trust him.
No, I trust him. It just he gets phone calls from females like 2-3 in the morning. I'm like,
okay, yeah. Again, you don't really trust him. Okay, you know, and you know, again, I'm just getting. I'm not getting a yes or no whether or not you should stay in this relationship because it's your choice. What I am getting is that you need to step back, look at it, and examine it closely, okay? Because, you know, you're not completely satisfied with it. Okay?
Oh, okay.
All right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I hope that helps you.
I step back and look at it closely. That's what I've been doing. I don't know.
They're saying to take off the sunglasses when you look at it, okay? That's what I'm getting, to take off the sunglasses, take a time out and speak to him, okay?
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Happy
Thanksgiving. Okay,
happy
thank
Thanksgiving.
You.
Thank you for calling.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All righty. And check back in. Call back in and give us a follow-up story. We always like those. All righty. Well, we're getting through the queue here. It's like, all right, I think here's one that popped in yesterday. We have a 484 number. 484, you are online with us.
Hi, this is Tonetta calling back.
Yeah, I thought I recognized that number.
Okay. I really don't know what to ask because, I mean, I don't want to give too much away. I don't know if I want to just let you pick up what's going on or I'm not sure what to say.
Okay. Can you at least give me, is this work-related? Is this love-related?
It's love-related over a man named Danny.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. This is exactly, I'm going to give you how I got it. I heard the song Celebration, Come On, Good Times. Then I saw, you know, it's funny, I'm hearing Skip to My Lou, My Darling. You know those country dances where you pass one partner to another and you dance around and then you come back to your partner? Okay.
Okay.
And mm-hmm. And quite honestly, I feel like he's here to stay, but I also feel like it's a new beginning. Okay. That's how I'm getting it. And I'm hearing
okay.
refresh and renew.
Okay.
Okay. I'm also feeling that you need to spend more time together.
That's his problem, see, right here, this is what's going on. I keep telling him, let's get together and talk and sit down in person. We got to talk in person. His reply, I don't know. And so much is getting misunderstood through these text messages, and then he gets angry, he pulls back.
Okay, and I'm getting, don't text him, okay?
Right, I'm done.
Don't text him, you know, and I'm actually getting, you know, no more text, meet in person or, you know, call me, okay? But honestly, meeting in person, okay? The other thing I'm getting is to have fun. One of the reasons why, you know, he's playing, you know, the whirlwind, okay, is because he's afraid to sit down and have this conversation. You know, when men hear, we got to talk, oh, my God, they totally freak out, okay?
Yeah.
You know, so I'm getting to focus on the fun, all right?
Okay, so when can you ask your guys, when is this man, Danny,
I'm hearing within 2 weeks.
Going to physically be with him, physically see him, like hold his hand, go to the mall, walk around, whatever.
That's what I'm getting within 2 weeks, okay? But you have to make it fun.
But how am I going to get him to do this if you don't want me texting him? Because I've tried that trick in the book where I go a whole week and I don't text him, and he's not texting you either, so you're not moving.
And, you know, okay, they're saying absent makes the heart grow fonder, okay?
Okay. Are you?
That's what I'm getting. Absent makes the heart grow fonder. You know, again, no more texting. You know, I'm actually getting to call, leave him a message. Let's get together. Let's have some fun. We can put the talk on hold, okay? And, you know, please don't text me. Only phone call me, you know? And if you have to, you turn off your text.
So I can't say good morning to him like I do.
No.
Isn't he going to think that I've moved on? You know what she found out?
No, what I'm getting is no more texting, okay? Because there's two, and basically you call him up. I feel like there's a lot of miscommunication because of the texting. So, you know, no more texting. If you want to speak to me, in the phone, and I'd like to get together to have some fun.
So you feel like he's going to approach me within 2 weeks to want to physically see me?
I'm getting yes. But you need to...
But I need to leave it alone.
You need to leave it alone because, again, he's frightened. He's like, oh, my God, what's she going to want to talk about? You know,
Also what I've been doing is 2 weeks ago I accused him of being with his ex-girlfriend. I texted him. I'm like, you know what? You really haven't been texting me lately all day. Are you back with your ex? And I did this at 12:30 midnight. And he's like... no, and why are you asking me this? And I was like, well, I have this feeling that you are. And he says, well, you're feeling wrong, and I'm not with her, and I'm not going back with her, and I don't need this.
Right, and that's what he's afraid. He's afraid. So, again, I'm getting to back off, have fun. That's what I'm getting, okay? It's too intense for him. Excuse me?
So you're saying that if I back off, within 2 weeks he's going to want to see me?
That's what my guides are telling me, yes. Okay? I hope that
helps. Okay, good.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Let us know how it goes. That's one I'm really interested in. Because I remember when she called yesterday, it's like I hadn't talked to her in a long time. I think the last time I talked to her was like May of this year.
Right.
So yeah, it was quite a while.
You know, but sometimes, you know, it's I'm hearing, you know, sometimes we need to seek and we shall find, okay? And they're saying dharma, all right? And that feels more like our life's work, stuff like that. But a lot of times when it comes to love relationships, it's kind of like looking for your keys. If you keep looking, and finally you're just like, oh, forget it, and you go and do something. Yeah, I give up. You go and do something else. Boom, your keys are there. Okay, because men feel that energy, and, you know, it's real easy for them to feel suffocated. Yeah. When you give them the space, they're kind of like, where did she go? How come she's not, you know? And then they're interested. You know, people, you know, you have to remember that men always like a little bit of a chase and challenge, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And actually, I recommended that she read the John Gray's book on Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus. And it's like, because I remember reading that, and I learned so much about myself. Mm. I learned about men being rubber bands and being in the cave. And I was like, going, that was quite helpful.
Oh, yeah. And
when
you're
in the cave, leave them alone.
You know, it's just like when you feel like somebody's constantly on your case and they want you to do this and that. And how come? And then you're just kind of like, will you leave me alone?
You feel kind of hounded, yes.
Exactly, you know.
Exactly. Yep, I understand that one.
And I'm hearing the song, and I feel it's for the caller we just had, and I'm hearing the song Free, Free, Set Them Free, you know.
Right. If you love something, set it free. And if it returns to you, it's yours. And if not, it never was. Yes. All righty. Okay. So move on here. It's like our next caller is area code 646, and you are on live with us.
Hi. Good afternoon or good morning. I'm not sure what time it is there.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I'm on the East Coast. I just had a question. This may be not as serious as the other questions, so I'm a little timid to ask, but I have a birthday coming up on December 10th, and I'm celebrating my birthday the weekend before December 10th, and I have never celebrated my birthday without my twin, or I've never, like, had a big celebration, and I'm trying to pull that off, or I would like to pull that off. So I was wondering, do you see this year's birthday celebration, do you see it being fabulous?
It's going to be fun, you know?
Oh, okay.
It's going to be fun, and I'm also getting the state of mind and be positive, okay? The other thing I'm getting is you can't control other people, so don't worry about whether or not they're having a good time. Just go.
Okay.
I'm hearing Jimi Hendrix, and you sound a little young to really know Jimi Hendrix, but he's got this song called Freedom, and that's what I'm going. You go in. It's funny. I'm seeing, like, you know, like a 60 child, like woman, 60 hippie, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things I love about them, and honestly, I was a little young to be a hippie, okay? But I like that they're uninhibited, and they just go out and they dress the way they want, and they dance away, and they're just freedom and fun. And that's what I'm getting to have for your birthday. It feels like it's going to be good, okay? Also, you said you had a twin?
Yes, I do. I have a twin.
I feel like your twin misses you, okay?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Is it a she?
No, it's a guy, actually.
Is he kind of feminine? I don't know how else to ask it.
Underneath it all, his big macho. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm feeling he misses you, but I'm actually getting it's good. So, you know, let go and have a good time and relax, okay? And the other thing they're saying, it doesn't have to be perfect, because what I'm seeing you is, you know, straightening something out, making sure all the books are aligned on a bookshelf and on the, you know, and, you know, again, have that kind of hippie freedom, okay?
Okay, because I'm doing more than what I'm doing. VIP at a club and dinner and wine and cheese and spa. I'm doing a lot of things. So I feel like what you're saying is right, because I probably will freak out if something doesn't go my way or
whatever.
Yeah,
and you know, they're so funny. You're not in control of the universe. And they're saying, honey, you're not in control of the universe, honey. You can't, you know, you have no control of the people's actions and feelings. You can only respond in kindness and love. And again, I'm just getting to go out and have fun.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
And it is an important thing, by the way.
Okay.
You're talking to somebody who loves birthdays, you know?
Oh, wow. Will there be a lot of people there? Because I feel like,
I'm hearing just enough, okay?
Just enough. Okay, that's fine with me. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, right. Thank you so much.
All right, thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
And
call back in. And make sure you enter, you guys. Keep needing to remember to announce this. It's like, make sure you go to www.psychicstrongwall.com, enter our free gift basket giveaway held every week. Winners are announced on the Friday show, 8 p.m. Eastern time. And, you know, so everybody's got an equal chance to win. Just go to that PsychicsGoneWild.com page, go to the contact page, enter your information, tell them the message, tell Psychic Jethro I want to be entered in the basket, and then check back to see if you are lucky winner for the week. So that is open and available to everyone listening, whether you're in archives or in real time. So all righty, and onwards. Got a couple more here. We've got a Skype caller. I believe it's Natalie. Let's see here. There we go. Is that right?
Hi, guys. It's Natalie, yes. How are you?
Good, good. And how can I help you?
I would like to know if I'm going to meet a new guy this year or next year.
I'm here in 2013, but it's just around the corner, so, okay. And for some reason, I feel like the last you were with, I don't know if it's relationship or someone you saw, I'm getting a lot of ups and downs with it, you know. Like, I'm hearing in and out, can't keep coming in and out of my life, okay? And this year, it feels like it's going to be smoother, okay? I'm seeing one of those rides in an amusement park. It's like one of those slides, you know. It's like a water slide, but it doesn't have any water, and, you know, it's smooth. But there's some, you know, waves and curves and stuff. And that's how your next relationship feels like it's going to be. Okay? And that's actually a lot funner, you know, than up and down on a pogo stick, okay?
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah.
All right.
Is he going to be older than me?
I'm sorry?
Do you get any idea of his age range at all?
I'm just feeling mature and knows how to treat a lady and knows how to handle himself, okay? I feel like I'm feeling like your past, you've had a lot of children, you know? That's mm-hmm. how I'm getting it. You know, they act like a child.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, and this one just feels so much better. I'm sorry, I'm not getting much about him. What the months that are standing out are March and July, and I have no idea what that means, okay? And, yeah, it's just, you know, so I'm just getting, in the meantime, enjoy the holidays. And you know what? Don't worry about being alone. And it's really funny because I'm seeing relatives. And then I saw this uncle of mine, and I won't go into the story. But, you know, don't care what they think about you being, you know, single. All right? Enjoy your singlehood because I'm getting it's not going to last forever. I see you holding, like, a toddler's hand. I don't know if you have children or if that's a children in the future. Okay?
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's what I'm seeing. So don't worry about, like, family, you know, and other people saying, you know, so when are you going to get married, you know, that kind of stuff. Because you will. You will, okay?
Okay. You
know? Okay?
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you for calling.
Thanksgiving.
All righty. And call back and keep us posted. It's like there's a this one, they want to say this one because I know once upon a time some people have said, you know, well, we thought there was a limit of, you know, the number of times we could call a show. And I was like, well, maybe on some of the other shows, but not this show. It's like you guys want to call in every day. You know, you can. It's like we have different people on every day of the week and, you know, do the smorgasbord and, you know, and call in and listen and click. And while you're at it, click follow. And it's like you will get an email reminding you of when our show is on. All righty, and here we go. Somebody's been waiting for a while here. Area code 513. 513, you are on with us.
Hi, this is Kim. How are you?
Hi, Kim. Good, good.
That's good. I'm calling to see if you're able to tell me where we're going to be moving to.
God, you're thinking about all over? No, because I heard Vermont and Arizona. Does that make any sense to you? Because that's like... two opposite
not really.
Ends of, yeah, the country.
Right.
You know?
Huh. Possibly, we're in Ohio, but possibly Ohio, Kentucky, or Tennessee.
Okay.
For my husband's job.
All right. I don't know, why is Vermont and Arizona, you know, it keeps on coming up. Do you know people in Vermont or Arizona?
I don't know. That's weird.
That's really weird, okay? I'm hearing, you know, it feels like southbound. You know, I'm trying to think of, yeah, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm feeling southbound. You know what I think, I hate to say it, but I feel like there's going to be several moves. Okay.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, that mm-hmm. might be why I'm getting from Vermont and Arizona. Okay. You know, I don't, because I know you said Tennessee and somewhere else. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that would definitely be south, but I don't feel, your next destination does not feel like settled forever. Okay.
Okay.
It does feel like several moves. The other thing I'm getting too is that this, I'm hearing the song, This Will Be an Everlasting Love. All right, so the marriage does feel solid.
Oh, okay. That's
yeah.
good.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's what most women want, so.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But, you know, my husband, he works for an insurance company, and there he's in management, but he could go back into agency, like running his own insurance agency with the same company. So maybe he does in Arizona or Vermont may have openings, so.
Yeah, I,
it
you
could,
know,
could make
again.
Sense.
Yeah, again, I'm, you know, I'm just, I'm not going to, you know, I know you said those, and, you know, I mean, Arizona is obviously south, you know, but, you know, again, there could be a south move, and then I'm seeing those two states are definitely standing out,
okay? Interesting.
So,
all right. Okay, thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, let us know, because I'm kind of curious.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, thank
definitely.
You.
All right. Again. Okay, thank you so much. All righty, and last caller in the queue today. You're hung in there. We appreciate that. Area code 617, you're on.
Hello?
Area code 617. Yeah, area code 617, are you on with us? Nope, they dropped. Okay,
okay.
They got blocked off. All right, Pamela, it's you and me.
Okay, well, you know, I have to say with the last caller, it's interesting, okay, because a lot of times I'll get information. All right, and it makes
right.
no sense until later
right.
on, you know. So
right.
you yeah. know, so that's why I'm curious.
Thing.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
It, you know exactly. And it's like
time on the other side is definitely not a construct they are bound by.
Right.
I've been told time is strictly a human construct because you guys are like the line segments of the universe. It's like, oh, thank you. Yeah.
Oh, you know,
that would be nice to be called a line segment.
Yeah, and basically, you know, I've heard it said we're trapped in space and time. And I like it that way because basically
yeah.
that's it. It's there's a story, I think it's called Plato's Cave, and I could be wrong, but it's about these people who were in a cave and they never saw the sunlight. And somebody was, you know, saying, hey, you know, there's a place other than this. And other people were like, no, 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 you know. And that's how we kind of are. We're trapped in space and time. And,
right.
you know, and I'd like to say that people, psychics and intuition, because we all have intuitive and psychic abilities, you know. Some are just more connected than others. Those are kind of like our glimpses out of sight of being trapped in space and time.
Yeah.
So.
That makes sense. Makes
yeah.
a lot of sense. It's like, I wish I could have gotten my daughter. I tried to get her to call in because I said, oh, it's like she was telling me about her dream right before we were on air. That's why I got enamored. And all of a sudden she was like, yeah, Mom, don't you have a show today? It's like, yeah, 2 minutes till airtime. Let me log in.
Oh, wow. I was
on being cognizant here.
Yeah, I was on before you, you know.
I know you were.
I actually had that one time when I was doing a radio show for somebody else, and it said, waiting for the host. And I actually waited a half an hour, and I was, well, 25 minutes.
Okay.
And I was like, I'm getting ready to hang up. I'm kind of annoyed, you know.
You
have
kidding.
An emergency, call me, you know. And she got
yeah.
on. And I was just like,
oh,
you got
wow.
to be kidding. Oh, yeah. I mean, things happen, you know, things happen.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
So,
yeah.
But that's okay.
Oh, man. It's like that unfortunately happened to me actually yesterday. It's like, fortunately, it was my free show. It was my prayer. I do this little prayer, praise, and worship moment. And it's like, I totally had a brain fart. And by the time I realized what time it was, it was 10 minutes into the show, so I had 20 minutes left. I was like, oh, jeepers. And fortunately, it was my two small ones who went, Mom, didn't you? You know, I was like, I did. Thank you. I need to write my own schedule down so I know what I'm doing during the day.
You know, it's funny. It's funny because I just got a vision of me as a kid, and I remember, you know, my dad would be like, you know, because he's always had, you know, a calendar, you know, that like that he
writes
in, you know.
Yep.
And he'd be like, yeah, and he'd be like, okay, let me write this in. And I'd be like, and, you know, I was a kid, and I'd be like, Jesus Christ. I'm thinking to myself, I'm your daughter. Why are you writing this in? You should just know, you know. And now as I'm older, I'm like, oh, my God, let me look at this, you know. And it's because, you know, it's because he had a busy life. He still does,
yep.
You know.
But, oh, that's what I was going to ask you. Thank you. I was going to ask you that before the show, and I totally spaced. It's like, how is he doing? How is his recovery going? How is he getting along health-wise?
He's doing well. You know, his stitches, you know, this, you know, stitches
right.
Where he got cut were bothering him
right.
Last night, okay?
Ooh.
And that's kind of normal. But, I mean, he's back at the gym.
Right.
He's not doing a big workout, but, you know,
but
he's pretty busy. He's,
right.
You know, he's starting to get back into the work routine. And I think that my father, you know, is going to, you know, live a decent, I mean, he's 76 now. I think he's going to live, you know, a really
for
decent
quite a
life.
Longer.
Yeah, because he works so much, because he's doing
yeah.
what he loves, you know, that's why.
He's busy, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But it's not busy doing stuff that he hates. It's what he likes,
right.
You know.
Right.
And
right.
also having a positive attitude. I mean, he's a real
yeah.
good example to me. And, you know, believe me, he wasn't always like this. You know,
wow.
Yeah, it's just, you know, he's opening. I think as I became more open, you know, it kind
cool.
of like rippled through. It wasn't really anything
oh,
that
nice.
I said. It was kind of how I lived my life. And, of course, things
right.
are more open these days. He's always
right.
on the Internet. There's a lot of information out there.
Right.
So it's rippling, you know, slowly but surely.
Yeah.
And, you know, if anyone's listening and they're having issues in a relationship or with family members and stuff, you know, it's really, you really can't change anybody. All you can do is change yourself, and it ripples out. It really does, you know.
Yeah.
So
live your truth. I've seen that one. It's like, yeah, you live and be truthful with what you know, you yourself are, and it's like you're more likely to impact the people around you.
Yeah, yeah, he's doing well. Tuesdays, we always talk 9 o'clock in the morning. That's you know, every Tuesday we have to do that. He seems to get upset if I have something that's going on, you know. He doesn't that's one thing. He does like his routine.
Right.
You know?
I'm trying to remember, is he a Virgo? What's his astrology?
No, he's an Aquarius. February
6th. Oh, he's
6th.
An Aquarius.
He's an Aquarius.
February 5th, really?
6th.
Oh, my goodness.
6th,
that's 2 days from mine. Wow.
Oh, okay. My niece is February 3rd.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, it's kind of neat. They're the 3rd and the 6th, and Chris, you know, my boyfriend is the 6th, and I'm the 3rd, you know, so that's kind of neat, you know?
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Really nice. Wow. That is
so,
cool. Okay. I kind of wondered because I've been keeping him in prayer, and it's like I just, you know, it's like I have this list, you know, it's like you talk about the list. It's like I have a prayer list, and I've got people's names on it with things, and it's like people get prayed for on a daily basis, so, you know, just FYI.
Well, yeah, you know, I have to admit, sometimes I do pray for individuals, but I just say for everyone hurting in physical
yeah.
and non-physical form, because there's so many people, and then, you know, I'll address
yeah.
a few people, but, you know, because I could spend hours in prayer. God bless this one,
oh,
God
yeah.
bless that one, God bless, you know, and sometimes it's
right.
just, so I appreciate that. And, you know, that's another thing. That's why, quite honestly, that's one of the things that I really felt helped, because I put it on Facebook, I put it on Twitter, I asked everybody, and I got his permission first, you know, and there were a lot of people praying for him, you know.
Yeah.
So, and it really does, it makes a big difference. You know, so
does.
Prayer,
I mean,
scientifically it's been proved, but I've watched it. Yeah. And I think
yeah.
I might have mentioned it on the show. It looked like Hurricane Frankenstorm, as they call it, Sandy.
Sandy.
Yeah.
I know, it's only a tropical storm. They downgraded to a tropical storm, and the insurance companies don't have to pay.
Oh, God.
There's some horror stories out of that one. It's like, oh,
yeah.
my goodness.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
But, you know, honestly, when it was coming, you know, it really felt like it was going to be a lot worse than what it was, okay?
Right.
And energetically, I felt that. And there were so many people praying, and that's
praying.
Really why I believe that It went to tropical storm. And, yes, I feel bad for the people who the insurance company. And, you know, insurance companies are going to try and find loops anyhow.
Loopholes anyway, right.
Yeah.
Even without aiding and abetting from whoever decided to downgrade the storm, blah, blah, blah. It's like, yeah.
Right, exactly.
Exactly.
You know, you have it everywhere. And I have a friend who she had like three surgeries in like 3 years. It was crazy. And she's very good when it comes to book work and stuff and how to deal with health insurance companies. And she told me a lot of her lunch hours, you know, or like if she happened to have a day off during the week, were spent with insurance companies, figuring out all this stuff. And she says, she's like,
wow.
Most people will be like, oh, forget it because it's so
right.
time consuming. And that's what they do.
That's what they bank on. They make so much red tape, you get out your scissors and start cutting.
Yeah, exactly. And sometimes you're like, oh, forget it. It's not worth it.
Yeah. But, you know, time-wise, really it is. It's like if you stack it up against, for example, I heard this one guy did a post on Facebook yesterday in my newsfeed, and it was just like, he said, yeah, the insurance adjuster came out, whatever it was, looked at his house, told him it was totaled, told him, you know, whatever, you know, and they would help him, blah, blah, blah. And he said, and the next day he gets this, like, whatever thing in the mail and says, we've determined that the damages are not that bad and we're giving you zero. And he was just like, I was like going, how does that work? The insurance guy, the day before, I just got done telling him, it's like, yeah, your house is totaled. It's like, yeah, we're going to help you. And it's like, he gets this thing in the mail. I'm going, no, we're not. It's like, wow, that was quick mail. Or else it crossed in the mail, one or the other. So, yeah.
Yeah, that would be something where I don't care how much red tape there would be, I would call and I'd say, well, why did the adjuster this and that say
right.
this, you know?
Yeah, he said this, and then it's like the next day, this is like, wow, that's awesome mail service. It usually takes a couple, 3 days to get here. What's up?
It could have crossed in the mail. That doesn't, there's something fishy there, you know? Definitely
there's something fishy with a lot of stuff, so yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, but sometimes, you know, the easier, softer way is not the easiest.
Right. Yeah.
You know?
True story.
Yeah.
True story. Wow. Yeah. Well, we got about 7 minutes left here. It's like I'm gonna have you tell everybody how to get a hold of you again, because I know it's like that just I'm going so amazed, like wow, you know, just because I've tried that, Pamela. It's like I Google you and it's like you all over the place.
Oh yeah, I'm all over the place. Oh yeah, it's
good marketing.
Just Google Pamela Cummins, Cummins. You know, you'll find me. My website is PamelaCummins.com. The name of the business is Successful Relationships. If you go successfulrel.com, it comes up. I'm Rev Pamela on Twitter. I have a blog, Pamela's Psychic Insights, and that's WordPress.com, you know, because that's on the WordPress. So you'll find me there. There's a dream series, and you'll find me tonight on the Psychic Learning Connection. I almost said channel. I always want to say channel.
I know.
Learning connection. Okay, good.
Yep.
Good. With Kelly, you know, that's every Tuesday night. And next week, I'm going to have Gary Looper.
Yeah.
I'm going to have Gary Looper,
cool.
Which I'm really excited about. He is my personal coach, you know, my business coach. And he knows a lot about, you know, relationships, business relationships, personal relationships, social media. He's got like over 90,000 people on one Twitter account. He's got a lot of wisdom. So I am excited.
But Twitter doesn't have a limit like that, because I think Facebook has a limit like of, you know, like 5,000 people, something like that. So it's like Twitter's got 90,000 people.
Oh,
my
yeah,
goodness.
And you
wow.
know what? I mean, I think the
awesome.
One person has the biggest.
Out.
Yeah, I think Lady Gaga has like millions of people. No, they don't have.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, they don't have a limit, which is pretty
wow.
neat. You know? Wow. Oh yeah.
I'll have to check that out. It's like I've been gonna go do that, and it's like yeah. Alrighty.
It's another language, but quite honestly, I enjoy it more than Facebook. Okay, I really do. Maybe because you're limited to 140 characters. You know?
Oh really?
Oh yeah, you can't. You can only do 140 characters, but you can. You'd be surprised what you can do. I mean, you can attach things, websites, and you know, pictures and videos and all kinds of stuff. Yeah, a lot of people use it for news. I do a lot of affirmations and quotes and you know other things. Yeah, it is. You know, and a lot of information on it.
Yeah.
You know.
So if you want to do like a long post, you have to do it in like bites of 140. Is that what it is?
Yeah, but the thing is, you can shorten the websites, the link. There's a shortener there. Yeah, so you know, it's a new language, but I, you know, personally, it's one of my favorite social medias. And everybody vibes to something different, you know. And you know what? I'm getting to say this for everybody who's listening: go with what you vibe to, where your energy is pulled. You know. People often ask me, well, is this right? Isn't this right? Well, if there's a lot of resistance to it in your body, you know, and in your intuition and stuff, 9 times out of 10. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
But if you vibe, it's easy. Now, you know, not everything is an easy path, you know?
Right.
I mean,
that's true.
You know, like it might be the right way to go, but that doesn't mean you're not going to have challenges.
Get out your weed whacker and go.
Yeah, exactly. But the thing is, if you can, you know, that's a great example because when you said that, what I saw was a path where, you know, it's got weeds and you're hitting the weed whacker, right, and you can walk down to it. Now, if you're trying to go one path and it's a jungle of stuff and you're hitting the weed whacker and you're still not seeing the path or the way to go, then that's the time to, you know, go on a different path.
Yeah,
no?
Find a little bit different way.
exactly. But, yeah, you know, I mean, because I had two ladies today ask, you know, is this the right relationship for me? And quite honestly, you know.
It's free will.
It's free will. But usually when it's the right one, you know it's the right one.
You feel it. You just feel it in your gut.
You know, it's like it's very little doubt. Okay, it's like the way the kind of doubt when it's not really vibing is like if you're on, if you're trying to lose weight, okay, and you know you shouldn't be eating it, but you eat it anyhow, okay?
Uh-huh.
All right?
I can relate to that.
Yeah, versus, you know, whether you see a healthy meal that isn't like all junk, but it's, you know, I want to say life-giving food, okay?
Right.
And then you eat it and it feels right, and you ever just eat just the amount where, you know, you're not stuff, but you know you're feeling comfortable. That's kind of like what the one feels like.
You know, and what's interesting though is you don't always know it out the gate, because I don't know if I ever told you the story of how I met my dearly beloved, who ended up, you know, really truly being like my soulmate person. That's like, I'll tell you what, when I first met him, I thought he was the sweetest looking guy I had ever seen. I saw him in a class. And there was just, like, no way. I would never go out with this guy in, like, a million years. There's no way. And I ended up married to him, so I was like, no. Something transformed along the way.
Right.
We got the angelic shove. I ended up tutoring him through some stuff, and it's like, yeah, we got to know each other. And it's like, otherwise, neither one of us, you know, because he looked at me, and it's like, I know. He looked at the outside of the book and went, oh, my God, it's a gray lady. It wears sweats. It's like, you know, she's always a mess. Her hair looks like this, and she's wearing Coke bottle bottom glasses, and it's like, and I worked at a motel at night, and I was going to school during the day, and it was summer school. Oh, 90 seconds. You know, it's just like, I wasn't exactly first on his list either, so, you know.
Yeah, but
really funny.
But when once you got pushed together, you know, the initial, well, that's good, because sometimes it isn't always love at first sight.
No.
You know?
No, not at all. Sometimes
you know?
It's kind of like, oh, my God, at first sight.
Right. And then,
really?
And then, yeah, but obviously it was meant to be. I mean, you ended up being his tutor, you know? Think about it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He passed class versus flunking, which is what he was doing within the first 2 weeks. The summer school only lasts 8 weeks, so it's like, yeah. We have 60 seconds, so, okay. So 60 seconds worth of your best thoughts. Other than 8 o'clock tonight, 8 o'clock Eastern tonight, join us in a 714-333-3354, and Pamela's going to be talking about fears.
And so are you. So are you.
You're the co-host,
and, you know, I'm sure people don't want to hear me talk for 60 minutes, you know. And, you know, and hopefully
I got all kinds of good questions for you on the fears, though, because there's so many kinds of fears, you know, and how do you get out of them, you know?
Right.
I think we could do 3 or 4 episodes on fear, too.
Yeah, and just remember, it's that saying, false evidence appearing real, you know? That
false
is what
evidence
is.
Appearing real. Oh, my God, I love that. Yes, you're going to have to announce that a couple times. Oh, that
you never
cool.
heard that before?
Your notebook. No, I never did. That is so cool.
Oh, my God.
I don't like that.
And I promised everybody I will do my best at the switchboard. In fact, this afternoon I'm going to have to go and study a little bit more, go on the videos, and remind myself. So
there you go. You'll be fine. I know you will. Okay, well, they blogged us off here, and it's like chat room is typing here. So it's like, I'm going to say thank you for being here. And we had 3 hangers on there. It's like Janae Barman and Jan were here. It's like, okay. Yes,
well, thank you for hanging on and being with us.
Yes, indeedy. And we'll be back again. And back again later on today, just on a different call. It's like it'll be the same blog talk, but it's like it'll be a different number. That's 714-333-3354. So call us there tonight and find out about your fears.
Okay.
False evidence appearing real. Oh, okay. I never heard that. So I was like, yeah, I'm going to have to go write that down myself. I'm going to bring my notebook.
Okay.
Have a good one. We'll talk to you soon. And I will, I will email that. I'll do that right now before I get whatever. Before
okay.
I get caught up and forget, yesterday was the first day that I got into my email in about 4 or 5 days. Actually, no more than that. Since I'll say that is because I was supposed to email you stuff last week. I haven't been on my email since before last week. It's like I was going to do that, and I haven't been on my email all week. So I met that disaster when I got logged in last night. I went, oh my goodness.
I couldn't even imagine what my email would look like. That's why I do it, you know, at least
twice a day.
At least twice a day, honestly. I'm constantly checking it. Oh, my God. So, all right, well, I'm off for a walk, you know, even in the gray. I think I need some exercise, so.
There you go. Yes, I need to get out and do that, too. It's like I've been trying to be conscious of doing it. What I did do, I kind of cheated. I got my little exercise bouncer thing. So if I can't get outside to walk, because I know you said last, because, like, I really, you know, my angel message for last week was, like, I really need to get outside more. It's like, yes, I know I do. And if I can't get outside, though, I can at least go bouncing inside now. So it's, like, it's easier on my joints and stuff, too. So
okay, great.
I'm doing something. Yay.
Yes, exactly. Something is better than nothing. So, okay, great. So,
okay.
I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, sounds good. Have a good one.
Right. Bye-bye.